Welcome, Betty, to the Sound Bath. It's absolutely wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You agreed to come and do this.
Oh, you pushed me into it.
I know, you didn't really want to do it,
no,
did you?
Yeah. No.
But it's kind of fun, though. Okay, we would like to know what it was like to see and hear Adam in such an intimate venue as the one he performed in last Friday.
It was a real treat, it really was, because I've seen him perform on 4 occasions before, but each time in a big venue where they need, you know, huge amplification, and I imagine there's a lot of distortion of sound and his voice and everything, so this was completely different. I mean, he could have sung unmic'd, it was a small room, and that would have just been fantastic if he had, but even so, I mean, I don't know much about sound systems, but his voice obviously didn't need much amplification, so it sounded very pure, very natural. And of course, he was sitting just, I don't know, 5 or 6 feet in front of us. You were just in front of me, so yeah, it was about 5 or 6 feet away. So not only was the sound superb, but being able to see him so close and see every gesture and expression and every tiny movement and everything that goes into creating that amazing voice, it was just a real experience. It felt very different to the other shows where I've seen him perform.
Right, okay, so obviously you have seen him perform.
Yes.
Loads of times
before?
Well,
only four times.
Okay.
And, well, once it was in Washington, D.C., it was a big venue, between 10 and 15,000 people.
Okay.
And I was very near the front, I was 4 rows from the front. But, you know, you're surrounded by a lot of people, and although he seemed very close, it was, you know, a different experience. And the other 3 were in the UK, one was at Heaven in London, and the other 2 were during the Glam Nation tour, so London and Birmingham.
Okay, so how many people do you think, there was a lot of people in the other shows, how many people do you think, more or less, was there on Friday?
I would say between 50 and 60, possibly 70 people maximum. And it was a small room. I mean, it was full, and we were right at the front.
And it kind of took your breath away, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It was unbelievable experience.
This is maybe an unfair question, but which of the songs that he sang did you like the best?
Trespassing, without a doubt. It was. I think partly it was just a surprise, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to fit him perfectly.
Yeah.
It obviously is exactly what he's most into at the moment. He seemed very, very, very comfortable singing it. He seemed to have so much fun. We all got into it because he was so into it. He seemed very relaxed, and maybe because it came at the end as well of the 5 songs. It was the last song, and I think he was relaxed all the way through, to be honest.
Right.
But by then, the audience were completely with him, completely carried along by the previous 4 songs, but this song just carried us all along even more. So, yeah, definitely Trespassing. That was a real memory.
Yeah, I mean, Camp was one of my favourites too, I have to say.
Was it?
Because, I mean, I got very hot. I had to
down
my Coke.
But I suppose the other thing was the first four songs, he was sitting down, and then he stood up for that one. So maybe that made it even... He was closer, it made it even more memorable, you could see more of him.
Mm.
He was able to move more and get totally into it. It was really fun, really enjoyable.
I agree with you. So did you get to talk to him afterwards at all?
We did. We managed to talk to him on 2 occasions. Once we had a brief conversation with him quite near the beginning after the performance. He went into the audience, and obviously he was there to meet the media, so we didn't want to hog him too much. But we did just want to say, you know, congratulations and how much we enjoyed the performance. And he seemed genuinely really pleased that there were a few fans there. I don't know if it was relief that he knew we were, you know, already on his side. He greeted us very exuberantly, very nice hugs. He was very happy to chat as well. We said we hoped that he'd get to speak to people from Radio 1 and Radio 2. To be honest, I don't even know if they were actually there that evening. And the Sony rep he was with said, well, we're hoping to do that. And I said something to him that I feel a bit embarrassed about saying, but I genuinely believe it. I said to him, you're the best thing in music since David Bowie.
Aww.
And he did that kind of coy, oh, stop it thing, which made me laugh. I mean, he was very nice, very friendly, but at that point we thought, you know, we've said how much we enjoyed the show and mm-hmm. everything, and actually we did tell him how great the new music was and how great Trespassing was. And then towards the end of the evening we went to say goodbye to him, and we were able to have a slightly longer chat with him. Then he was talking about his voice, about a vocal coach who's helped him. And he mentioned his tweeting about falsetto. And even though he must have been tired and hungry, he still took the time to be really fully engaged with us in the conversation. That was really nice of him to do that.
Yeah, he is amazing, isn't he?
Yeah.
You were saying, I mean, obviously it was a media event and he was very pleased to see the fans there. Do you think that the media was pleased to see him too? From your point of view, can you...
Oh, yes.
Because obviously, you know, not very many fans were there, so just to let them know...
Well, I think it was telling, first of all, that a lot of the media turned up. Apparently it was oversubscribed, from what I heard. In other words, they send out a certain number of invitations, expecting only a proportion of those to turn up, but from what I could gather, a lot more turned up than they were expecting. So that's a compliment in itself.
Wow. Yes.
That they actually were obviously a lot keener this time round to come and see this guy singing. And then I would say that at least 3/4 of them there had never seen him perform live.
Wow,
so when he started singing, although, you know, they gave him a warm welcome and everything, with each song you could see the reaction was better and better, more and more responsive. And that was really reassuring to feel the whole audience getting more and more with him throughout the show. So yes, they liked him, that without a doubt.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's wonderful, especially in the UK. I mean, we really want him to be liked here, don't we?
Yeah, I think for a lot of them, all they knew of him was his album. And even if they liked the album, I don't think they really understood what a great singer he was. And I think a lot of them were quite taken aback by his voice.
And an amazing performer.
Oh,
yes.
Because
they had a chance to see that.
Yeah.
And experience it themselves. So can you tell us, what is your memory of the night, the one that you would take away with you, apart from the whole thing?
Well, yes. As Adam often says, it's hard to pick a favourite. I think seeing him so close and hearing his voice so close, it was such a treat. Witnessing that incredible live performance of Trespassing, that was amazing, and seeing him enjoying it so much and how much it fits him so perfectly. But I think maybe overall it was just the general atmosphere in the place, the fact that he himself seemed very happy and relaxed, and the fact that the audience seemed to be genuinely impressed by him. But then, to be honest, I don't know how anyone could fail to be impressed. He was absolutely flawless. But yeah, I would say that just the overall atmosphere that came from him and from the audience.
So one last question. Why do you like him so much? What is it
about
him?
Oh, goodness, that's... lots of people have asked that question over the 3 years. Lots of people have tried to answer it. The only thing I can come up with is that it's a combination of great qualities, which I can tell you about, and they're all kind of held together by this, I don't know if it's star quality or X factor or charisma or magnetism or something. He's got this energy, this star power that I suppose makes him irresistible. But the qualities themselves, I mean, obviously his great voice, that was one thing that attracted me immediately when I saw him first on American Idol. The fact that he's different, he was refreshing, he made you sit up and take notice. And I know on these shows you often have contestants who are different, but they're not always that good.
Right.
Adam was different and really, really good.
Yeah.
And then as time went on, you could see that not only did he have this amazing gift with his voice, but he also, he didn't just take it for granted. He works really, really hard to make the most of it, to always be excellent. And I really admire that he puts so much effort into making it all look effortless.
Exactly.
You know, that's quite admirable. And, you know, a lot of fans have talked about the fact that he inspires them. He inspires them to be themselves, to be the best version of themselves. But something for me that's very important, and I know it probably isn't that important for everyone, he's just a nice guy. He's kind. Mm. It comes across in the big gestures with his hugely successful charity campaigns, but it's to me it's in the small everyday things he does that show that he is a kind, nice person through and through. We saw it on American Idol when he helped the other contestants even though he was competing against them. The way he talks to people, whether it's fans or interviewers, he always makes people feel special. He wants to put them at their ease. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like people to feel bad. I think he's very good at putting himself in another person's place. And something that most of us have noticed is constantly helping other people. He regularly tweets his support of somebody else's album, a video, a single.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they do it back.
I don't often see it. I'm not saying it doesn't happen because I don't necessarily look on other people's tweets, but I imagine we'd see them retweeted if they did.
Yeah,
it may be one-sided, but I don't think that bothers Adam. He doesn't do it to get a tweet back. So, and you know, also the way he responds to hate, the way he responds to paparazzi, he's nearly always very polite to them.
And that must be difficult.
Yeah, because they can be very taunting. In his face at times. Yeah, they have. They've provoked him at times. But he mostly stays very polite.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Etty. That's really, really kind of you. I think, you know, the fans would be really interested to hear this because not very many people would ever have experienced this that we have. And I feel really privileged. And so that's why I felt we need to make this programme and just talk about it a little bit and share it with the other fans and with people who've possibly never come across him or heard him sing before. Because I think this guy is an important artist. He's going to be a pivotal artist for this generation.
I hope so. He certainly should be, if we're just talking about talent. Mm. And we did talk to a couple of media people specifically about whether they thought that Adam had long-term appeal, and that was what came out, that they said, you know, it's possible that he's a slow burner.
That's fantastic.
And that they imagine he'll be around for a long time.
That's fantastic. That's really wonderful because that would be, I think that's his dream, isn't it? He's always talking about the fact that he wants longevity.
Yeah, I imagine it's partly so that he can experiment with all the different styles he'd like to try because he seems to enjoy so many different types of music and probably wants to be able to try them all out. So
yeah, excellent.
Yeah, he'd need time to do all that.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. Genuinely, thank you very, very much.
That's okay.
That's really fantastic to have you on the Sound Bath. I hope that we have you again.